residence at Castel Gandolfo since he resigned in February. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. In fact, I'm thrilled that you've joined us for the entire new week of broadcasting. As you know, the broadcasting here for us at the Knowing the Truth radio program begins on a Tuesday. We do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Monday, I try to take off because of my pastoral responsibilities. And then by Friday, I'm already switching to what I'll be teaching and preaching on Sunday and the Sunday services. Certainly welcome you to come out and join with us out at the church I pastor, the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Traveler's Rest. We've been doing a study on the book of Hebrews recently. So the entire study is talking about the supremacy of Christ over everything else. We started with the supremacy of Christ over the prophets in the opening couple of verses of the book of Hebrews, and then the supremacy of Christ over angels. We spent a significant amount of time on that subject for the rest of chapter 1 as well as all of chapter 2. And now we've just launched the last couple of weeks in Hebrews chapter 3. And in Hebrews chapter 3, we've been talking about the supremacy of Christ over Moses. And so there's where we are. There is where we are in our study. And so you're certainly welcome to come and join us. If that sounds like something you'd like to be a part of, just shoot me an email. I'll give you directions to the church. But we're located right off of Highway 25 and Blue Ridge Drive in Traveler's Rest. My email address is Kevin at Knowing the Truth. Thank you, Gary. Kevin at KnowingTheTruth.org. That's K-E-V-I-N at KnowingTheTruth, all one word, .org. That email address, by the way, is going to be good for you for use today during the broadcast. You'll be able to participate in the program by using that email address as well as our toll-free number that we have set up. And by the way, the toll-free number is good nationwide. That number is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. Let me tell you what we've got on board here for today, as well as give you a little sneak peek for the rest of the week as well. Today we're going to be talking about the subject of help for homeschoolers. Now, I know that a number of homeschoolers listen to this broadcast. I was actually asked a couple of years ago to speak at a homeschooling convention or a homeschooling commencement service, and so a rather large homeschooling group in Easley asked me to come out and give a few words for their commencement service. And so I know that there are a number of homeschoolers that listen to the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast on a regular basis. Well, you're going to appreciate what we're going to talk about today on the broadcast. I'll give you some more information about that in just a few moments. Secondly, tomorrow's broadcast, I'll be joined by Jamie Dean, who is the news editor for World Magazine. Always appreciate having Jamie on the broadcast. You know, you wonder what news items get covered in the World Magazine. Well, that's Jamie's responsibility. And one thing that's going to tie together with our broadcast today as one of the news items is Jamie's going to give us an update on what's taking place with that homeschooling family from Germany that has been trying to seek political asylum here in the United States. And so she has written an article about that. She'll be my guest on the program tomorrow. She'll bring us up to speed on what's taking place there, as well as one of the news sites that has been doing, in my opinion, one of the best jobs on reporting about the stories related to the bombings in Boston. is World Magazine. They've been doing an excellent job on that subject. Jamie will talk a little bit about that as well. And if we have time to squeeze it in, also the Gosnell trial, it has just gone to the jury today. And the final comments that were made by the prosecutor in the case included the idea where he said to the defendant, "Are you even human?" You know, that the type of horrors that have taken place, that have come to light as a result of that trial, have just been disturbing, to say the least. Jamie will have a little bit to say about that as well on tomorrow's Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. On Thursday broadcast, we're going to speak with Rob McCurley. Rob is the pastor of Greenville Presbyterian Church, and Rob preached a sermon a number of years ago that I don't know if he is even aware of the impact that that sermon has had. The sermon that he preached was called Dealing with Lust. Somebody recommended that sermon to me, a fellow that I was in a conversation with about what the Bible has to say about this important subject. And the fellow recommended that sermon to me. I have now listened to that sermon a number of times, and I've actually used the sermon in a number of cases in biblical counseling to recommend to the counselee to listen to this particular sermon, because I think he does an excellent job of dealing with that subject. So Rob has been traveling. I think he was in India just recently, so it's been difficult to get him over here to the studio in order to talk to him about that sermon, but he has agreed to come on the broadcast on Thursday. He'll be right here with me in the studio, and what we're going to basically do is talk through his sermon. We'll use that sermon as an outline of our discussion, and we're going to talk through those issues. He does a better job at it than anybody that I've seen so far, and so I want you to bring this to bear, because I tend to think that there's a lot of people in our listening audience who either could use to hear that sermon themselves, or certainly know of somebody who could use that sermon as well, and more so than the sermon, use the scripture contained in that sermon to deal with that issue. So there's where we're going on Thursday's broadcast. Today, our guest in the studio is David Nunnery. David is and his wife are basically, his wife's name is Leslie, are the driving force behind the Teach Them Diligently conventions. I had David and his wife and even some of their children were with us in the studio last year, and it was just getting started. You know, the Teach Them Diligently convention was just getting underway, and I had some folks from my congregation who went over there to the convention, and they came back with a good report. You know, we've been talking about Moses recently. They came back from the convention with a very good report. They said, first of all, the convention was very well organized. And secondly, the speakers that were there were very interesting to listen to and very informative in the content of what they had to say. We went on to actually have one of the speakers then ended up being with me in the studio here and on the broadcast. We talked about her presentation over there. Actually then had her in my home. And she came to my home, and we had the ladies from the church were there in the home and learning about nutrition and other things that she was speaking about. So the convention worked out very well for me as a pastor looking for resources in order to encourage the folks in my congregation. They got a lot of help with homeschooling. I have a number of homeschooling families in my congregation. One of them has 10 children that they're homeschooling in the congregation. So very helpful for me. And I wanted to bring some of that help to you today on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. So, entitled the program, Help for Homeschoolers, and David Nunnery is with us here, right here in the studio, in order to talk about this convention. David, it's a pleasure to have you back on the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast.
It's good to be here. We had a great time the last time we were here with the entire family, mm-hmm. So we appreciate you inviting us back.
Excellent. I wanted to, first of all, talk to you a little bit about a news story that I read out on Sermon Audio, and I want to get just a little bit of your feedback on just the main part of the story. I don't want to go into it too deeply, but just the core issue that is being talked about there. And then I was hoping that you'd just give us a little bit of information about you're actually the president of an organization called Tent Makers. It's mentioned out on the About section of your homeschooling convention website. So I want to give you a chance just to make a connection there. And then I want to get right to the convention, talk about the speakers, what's happening this year. That's a lot of information in and of itself. But let me just say this. There's a story out on what's called TakePart.com, and I saw this out on SermonAudio.com, but it says this, homeschooling's most harmful myth is debunked. And I had a little bit of difficulty figuring out exactly which myth they were talking about through the story, but the subtitle says this, mom and author Quinn Cummings shares why there is no one-size-fits-all model in education. That's what I want to zero in on and want to talk to you about is part of the whole story of homeschooling and maybe the story of the convention itself, the Teach Them Diligently convention, is that point right there, that there is no one-size-fits-all, that we've got to think about our children and education in general in a not in such a manufactured way, that a cookie-cutter approach, that there is no one-size-fits-all approach that we can have to educating our children. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
And is that part of why you've offered so much help to people, various help to people in the industry or in the area of homeschooling?
Yeah, the public education system is built around the idea of an assembly line where you're manufacturing these minds. And if you were to come to Teach Them Diligently, the idea that a lot of people who enter homeschooling or are looking at it from the outside, they think all homeschoolers are alike. Well, there's 7,000 people at our convention. And if you just stand on the stage and look out, you will see all kinds of diversity there in that room. And a lot of them are doing homeschooling because of their faith, because of scripture. They believe they're doing what God wants them to do. And discipleship kind of unifies them. But all of them come to that convention with different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why we decided to go into this the second year, is when we finished out the convention last year, we had hundreds of testimonies that came in from people that came to the convention. They were emailing us in, and we didn't ask any questions to elicit these responses. They just were spontaneously sending emails to us. And so when we started at the end of the convention making plans for this coming year, in 2013, we started it from the point of view of, do we even do this again? This was a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of challenges that went into this. And I remember sitting around a room with our staff and going, each of them individually, okay, do we do this again? Do we do this again? And every single one of them were like, yes, absolutely. And the reason why and what compelled us to do it were these testimonies. And when you read these testimonies, you can see them on the front page of our website, which is teachthemdiligently.net. We made the testimonies kind of the centerpiece of the front page of the website, and they just rotate through. And every single one of these people has something different to say about the convention, and so it's a different need that they had. And so you were talking about the woman who came from our convention, they came by your house,
mm-hmm.
And she talks a lot about diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was at our convention, and there's actually a testimony on there from a person who went to her sessions, followed what she was teaching, and lost 20 pounds within a month, which is, you wouldn't expect to get that at a homeschool convention.
Right.
But it was a need that was provided to her, and it was very encouraging for her.
And when you think about it, you know, that should be included because we're talking about a lot of times the bulk of the homeschooling is being done by the mother,
sure.
Who is also the homemaker there as well. And a major portion of that work is preparing the meals. And in preparing the meals, why shouldn't we put this same, no pun intended, diligence into, you know, looking at the nutritional facts and what we should be feeding our family? So it really fits hand in glove there when we think about it. And the speaker we're thinking about or talking about is Annette Reeder. Annette ended up being on the broadcast here and so forth. and she does an excellent job of bringing out those nutritional facts. You actually said that there's going to be a couple of other folks that will be talking about that same subject this year as well. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but since we're on that point, if you know offhand or
I know that one of them is Growing Healthy Homes, and it's Sari Johnson. She will be there and speaking, and then you also have a company that's actually local, Grainloft, that specializes in whole grains and grinding and making bread and this sort of thing. They have a store up around Duncan.
Yes.
They will be there as well.
Been there. We buy our grains from them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great people.
Great people, yeah.
And so this is a subject that will be addressed. We actually have a nutritional track at Teach Them Diligently addressing this sort of thing. What you put into your body really impacts you in a lot of ways that you don't even realize.
Mm-hmm.
And returning back to the public school question, one of the things a pastor told me a long time ago is that you reproduce who you are, and you teach what you know. And several years ago, my wife came to me telling me that the Lord was leading her in the direction of homeschooling our kids. And my immediate thought, an immediate reaction was, you're nuts. But after praying about it for several weeks, the Lord started working on my heart and directing me in this direction as well. And we had them going to a very good Christian school here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled them out of that school. And it wasn't because of academics. It was because of discipleship. And the thought process is that if you do reproduce who you are, why wouldn't you want to maximize that time with them? So when you send your child off to school, you're actually lessening the amount of time that you have to spend with them. So I think you're lessening your influence. And you should want to spend as much time with them as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a huge challenge to us as parents, because if you're reproducing who you are, you're reproducing everything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the good things, but you're reproducing the bad things as well. And I have seen some of my weak points in my sons and my daughters, and I immediately started thinking, wow, I need to pray over that a little bit more, and I need to spend a little bit more time studying the Bible on that particular issue so we can push that out of my life. But your children also need to see you studying the Bible. They need to see you sharing the gospel with somebody. If that is not a big deal to you, it's not going to be a big deal to them. And the last thing that you want is for them to go to church out of duty. And Ken Ham, who is one of our speakers, has a book called Already Gone. And he addresses this issue of we are losing our children. There is a majority of our children that are not returning to church. They are not, you're not passing down your faith to your children. And they're leaving the church. And so what was important to you ends up becoming duty for your children. And then to their children, they stop going completely. So you want to avoid that possibility that you're just, that they are doing this because of duty.
I imagine the name of the convention comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6.
Absolutely.
And in that passage, it says, first of all, these things shall be in thine heart, and then thou shalt teach them unto thy children. And then it gives not a formal education view, but it says when you rise up and when you lie down and when, you know,
and you write them on your doorpost.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So you can't script, well, at this time, you know, from 7 to 7:30, this is when I want all the important questions to come, you know, to your children, from your children. You can't script this way. You're going to have to be there in order to address things that you see and hear and bring the gospel to bear into all of those situations. Homeschooling facilitates that, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And what we try to do at Teach Them Diligently is we want to be an aggregator. So we bring all of these speakers together in one building. And I think that there's somewhere in the range of 45 speakers that are going to be there this weekend. And these are the some of the best speakers in the homeschool community. And some of them are lifestyle. They're pastors. Some of them speak directly to equipping your children through teaching them math, teaching them English, writing, handwriting, preschool, all kinds of levels of homeschooling. And then you have other people other speakers that address the issues of food. And so it addresses pretty much every level, just about, of what you do on a day-to-day basis. And so if you want a particular segment, you can probably find that at Teach Them Diligently. One of the another popular track that we have is the filmmaking track. And Stephen Kendrick is coming back. And Stephen Kendrick started making movies with his brother Alex Kendrick. And this is Sherwood. This is the same group that did Facing the Giants and Courageous. The reason why they started making movies was because they saw the impact that the movie industry has on our lives. And they wanted to create films that would use that same medium to have an impact on our lives. So they input the gospel in every single one of their films. They talk about, for instance, in Courageous, they talk about fathers actually being courageous in the home and standing up and taking the lead. Filmmaking has an incredible power in our culture today. There's a lot of young people that see that, and they are looking at filmmaking and how they can use that. There's a lot of young filmmakers out there. And we started this track, said, well, you know what, we're going to put these speakers in rooms that will hold 50 to 75 people. Well, the people that were attending those sessions, it was jam-packed, standing around the wall, out into the hallway, listening to somebody go through how they made Jericho the movie, which is animated, step by step. So we had to start adding these sessions on the back end because there was so much excitement around it. I had one father who came out of the session with Stephen Kendrick, where he was talking about how Courageous had an impact for the gospel across the world. He came out of that session, came and found me, and told me that it was like a revival, which was really thrilling for me.
Yeah, amen.
So there was the spirit in the building. To Teach Them Diligently last year, that was really special. And you could feel it when you walked in the building. You could see the excitement and people in the halls walking around, going from session to session, and then the vendor hall. It wasn't 7,000 people rushing around, knocking people out of the way, trying to get the seat. It was a lot of people that just enjoyed being around each other. Homeschoolers have a connection to each other that they don't have it with anybody else. And I've been at family reunions, and we love everybody who's in the room, but we're always the weird ones because we're the ones that are homeschooling. Well, you're going to be in a room with in the building with 7,000 other homeschoolers. Your kids will have other kids that are homeschooling. They'll have lots. We have 600 kids in the children's program alone. All those kids are homeschooled. You will have probably at least 1,500 families. That means 1,500 moms, probably 1,500 dads. We had 600 men in the men's breakfast on Friday morning, 600 men in the breakfast on Saturday morning. So there's a lot of men there. Those are all homeschooling fathers. They have a lot of the same issues that you have. And so the camaraderie that is around the homeschool convention is really special. And that's probably what drew most of the people to the convention and the reason why when they left, they felt so encouraged that they started writing back to us. We had one mom said she left the convention, went to a Walmart, and immediately felt a difference. She felt like she was by herself.
So it's not just the resources available there, but the relationships that you can make with other homeschoolers.
Absolutely.
And that can't be reproduced on the Internet.
Absolutely.
You know, you can go searching for your own resources on the Internet. Here you're going to actually get an opportunity to see them, to talk to the vendors directly and so forth. But the piece that the Internet can't reproduce is that connection and that relationship that you can, that bonding that takes place between like-minded people that you'll be introduced to and have the opportunity to rub shoulders with there at that convention.
Absolutely. You can't replace that. And additionally, you get an opportunity to actually speak face-to-face with the speakers. Vody Bachum, unfortunately, is not going to be in Spartanburg this year. He had family.
He's got to get his priorities.
I know. Yeah, I really respect him. He will not be in Spartanburg this year. He will be with us in Omaha, Nebraska. But he had a lineup of people that it was a fire hazard. I mean, there were people lined up waiting to speak to him, and you can't recreate that online either.
No.
So that's something, again, that's very special.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell our listening audience, we're speaking with David Nunnery. David is him and his wife are the driving force behind the Teach Them Diligently convention. That convention is coming up this week in Spartanburg, and so it's going to be held on May 2nd, which is Thursday, through May 4th on Saturday, and it's going to be held over at the Spartanburg Expo Center. And you need to find out about how you can get over there. Let me give you the bad news. The bad news is that the online registration is closed. As David was just talking about, a number of people have already signed up and are going to be there. The registration is closed. Here's the good news. You can still go to the door and get in. So we're going to tell you about that, about how you can go right to the door, register at the door, and still be able to get into these sessions. You got to be there. If you're homeschooling, this is the place to be. We're going to give you more information about it when we come back from the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.
From training briefs to policy decisions, the U.S. military is expressing disdain for Christians with an ever-increasing intensity. On the next Janet Mefford Show, we'll find out why from Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. Plus, we're all going to die one day, but what should we know about what's coming at the end of our lives? Michael Allen Rogers will be my guest, and we'll talk about his book, What Happens After I Die. That's next time on the Janet Mefford Show.
Today at 3 on Christian Talk 660 and 92.9 FM.
What do we know about parasites? This is Ken Ham, speaker and writer on the Bible's reliability. You know, the parasite that causes malaria is an interesting example. You see, when the host is bitten by an infected mosquito, single-celled creatures move into the host's liver and red blood cells. They live protected by the host's own immune system. Now, malaria parasites move easily from one environment to another. They depend on other animals or resources like water to transport them and to provide a safe place to reproduce. Their life cycles are incredibly complex. But you see, secularists know very little about parasite origin. Evolutionists describe the parasite life cycle as baffling. Of course, biblical creationists can look to the Bible for answers to the question of origins, but that's for tomorrow.
What does the Bible say about the origin of the universe? You'll find out when you visit our faith-defending website, AnswersInGenesis.org. That's AnswersInGenesis.org.
Ever feel like there has to be a better way to manage your finances? Focus on the Family is proud to partner with Crown Money Life Coaching, the only award-winning online solution that effectively implements envelope budgeting for today's cashless world and provides you with a personal coach. And now you can get your first coaching session free of charge. That's right, it's completely free. Call Crown Money Life Coaching at 800-215-3147 to get started. Join thousands who are achieving financial success. That's 800-215-3147.
Welcome back to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Information regarding the resources referenced on today's program can be found at www.knowingthetruth.org. Now, here to continue with today's program is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome back into the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. Today we're talking about the subject of help for homeschoolers. Homeschoolers in the audience, here's your opportunity if you want to ask a specific question of our guest here today, David Nunnery, who is our guest. He's the person putting on this convention here. He did it last year, him and his wife, and their family is involved in doing this. Much more is taking place this year. There's been more elements added to the local convention here. There's also more conventions that are going to be taking place. The broadcast here is heard not only in the state of South Carolina, but we also are broadcasting in parts of North Carolina and Tennessee and Georgia as well. And so folks there in Georgia, they're going to be coming to Nashville, Tennessee, with a convention as well. And then folks there in Nebraska, Omaha, they're going to be coming with a convention there as well. We'll get David to tell us a little bit about that in just a few moments. But if you want to participate in the broadcast today, you can in two easy ways. One, we've got a toll-free number set up. That number is 1-888-660-WLFJ. That's 1-888-660-9535. So if you've got a question about the convention, homeschooling, who's going to be there, you know, what sort of elements, there's your opportunity to do that. Second way of getting in touch with us is via the email, and the email is very simply just kevin@knowingthetruth.org. Be happy to take your question or comment either way. Also, let me mention tomorrow on the broadcast, Jamie Dean will be my guest from World Magazine, news editor with World Magazine, so you got that to look forward to. Just before the break, David, I was mentioning the bad news and the good news. I want to make sure that we clarify that. People can still get into the convention over in Spartanburg. So why don't you take it from there and tell folks about how they can still participate in this upcoming convention.
Yeah, there's still plenty of room. You can definitely get into the convention. The convention center is the Spartanburg Expo Center up in Spartanburg, South Carolina. It's off I-26, exit 17. It's right off the expressway. It's very easy to get to. As a matter of fact, we're going to put signs up to point you in the right direction. And it's you can just go up on Thursday. We start taking walk-up registrations at 11 a.m. on Thursday. The convention actually opens up at 5 p.m., meaning Ken Ham is going to be the first one to speak. He starts at 5 p.m. We open doors, I think, at 4 o'clock, so you can actually walk in at 4 o'clock, go get your seat. But
I imagine Ken's going to have something to say about creation.
I would imagine so. Yeah, that's a very special issue to him. And obviously very important to us. If you're going to be teaching your children and discipling them, you need to start in the beginning.
That's right.
That's where the Bible starts. It's yes. Truth just like the rest of it. So Ken Ham is very important. He is going to be opening up at 5 p.m. You can walk in, get your seat, I think, at 4. But you can show up at 11 a.m. and buy a ticket to get in, and then come back and get your seat.
Is the ticket all-inclusive?
Yes.
Does that get them in pretty much everything?
It's a family registration, so you can bring mom, dad, and all 7 kids if you want. Wow. You can bring mom, dad, and grandmother if you want. It is $60 at the door, and that is a family registration. Everybody gets in for that. There is no more room in the children's program. It is completely filled up. We have 600 children in there. We don't have any more room to put them in. But you can still bring your children. We had 600 children in the children's program last year. There was probably a total of 1,000 to 1,200 children in the building. They were everywhere. Strollers are welcome. We will have cry rooms, fussy toddler rooms. The keynote sessions will be running out in the hallways. So if you're sitting there listening to Ken Ham and you have to walk out because your child is being fussy, you can go and watch the session out in the hallway. So we try to make this as family-friendly as possible.
What about food? You know, sometimes at some of these conventions, you know, you got to buy the concession food or something there. What about this convention?
We will have a tent right out front that will have Chick-fil-A, Papa John's, Dickie's Barbecue, I think Fats will be there, and Firehouse Subs.
You can go over there right after the nutrition session.
That's right. That's right. And there will be gluten-free options for some people. That is something that you will be able to take advantage of, too, right there at the facility. And the prices are good.
Yeah.
It's not like $8 for a hot dog like you would get at a ballpark.
Yeah.
The food is good, and it's Chick-fil-A and some stuff that is very popular.
Well, let's talk about some of the plenary speakers, you know, the folks that will be speaking to the entire group when they're together. You have some big names that are – you talked about Ken Ham already. Tell us about some of the other ones that will be there.
Well, we have Ken Ham. We have R.C. Sproul, Jr. He is going to do a reduced-down number of sessions for us. I think he's only doing 2 sessions. And then we also have Stephen Kendrick. He is back. I talked about him earlier. He's the producer of Courageous, Facing the Giants, numerous other movies, Fireproof. We will have Heidi St. John, Sally Clarkson. Sally Clarkson has a book out. It's called Desperate. That is specifically for moms. It's a great book. I think it almost made the New York Times bestseller list. Lou Perillo, who actually is the author of Teach Them Diligently. Heart of Anger, I think, is one of his books. The Complete Husband is one of his books. He's a very popular speaker as well. We also have Hal and Melanie Young. They wrote Raising Real Men. So there is just Mark Hamby. With Lamplighter. I'm going to leave somebody out, but the list is incredible, and you just go on and on and on and on. Matter of fact, the number one thing that I hear from people is, I can't possibly get to all these sessions I want to get to. Do you record?
Mm-hmm.
And we do record, and we sell those sessions as well.
Well, Tim Tebow was in the news here recently. So
that's who I forgot. Pam Tebow.
Okay.
His mom.
And she'll be giving insight and information behind the scenes of what's taking place with Tim in the New York locker room.
No.
Well,
matter of fact,
you won't be doing that anymore.
Matter of fact, I can't even. We are not allowed to record her sessions, and she is a great mom. And the reason why she doesn't want us to record her sessions is because she doesn't want anything to be edited down and used against her son later on.
Sure. Oh, would they do that, really?
I can't believe somebody would do that. But he was up in New York.
Yeah. I'm glad to see him out of there. Actually, I won't turn this into a sports program. But I think he's going to do just fine. Let me ask you about Colin Gunn is going to be there, and he's got a new documentary that he's working on, I think.
He does. Mm-hmm. And he is there specifically because everybody knows about the documentary that he did about public school system where he drove around in the yellow school bus. He has a book that is connected to that that Master Books is the publisher of, and he will be there specifically to talk about that. But he's connected to the filmmaker's track.
Excellent. So. And Jessica Thompson, that is Elise Fitzpatrick's daughter, I believe.
Right.
And they wrote a book about grace-filled parenting, or grace.
Give them grace.
Give them grace. Okay. Yep. And so that's a topic that a lot of people are very much interested in.
Yes, and it's a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And when Elise Fitzpatrick actually has videos online giving examples of what she's talking about and using, how you would talk to your children. And I'll be honest, it seems very strange to talk that way to your children sometimes, but it has an impact on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about before, you reproduce who you are. Well, the way you discipline your child has an impact on them.
Exactly. Yeah, it definitely is a different approach. I mean, right in the beginning of that book, they talk about a fight that's going on between the couple of siblings in the other room, and then they come into the room, and, rather than just telling them, just give them the toy, or you've had it long enough, they talk about the idea of the child even says something to the effect of, well, I can't do this without the strength of Jesus, or something like that. It's definitely a different approach, and a lot of folks may be interested in hearing what's going to take place there. Of course, you mentioned R.C. Sproul Jr., and a lot of folks have been very much interested in their personal life. His wife went home to be with the Lord. His daughter went home to be with the Lord not that long ago. And in fact, I was just reading an article from him that said people come up and they ask, well, how are you doing? And I say, we're sad. He said, I answer it honestly. We're sad and still grieving, but we also bring the gospel to bear, understanding where my wife and where my daughter are. So he certainly got a lot of interesting things to say. By the way, his dad, R.C. Sproul Sr., of course, really talks highly about his son from the aspect of that he feels that R.C. Jr. has really taught him about how to look at the family and their children differently. And R.C. Sr., candidly says that he wished he would have had more of that approach with his children. So it's a very, very interesting story. I didn't know R.C. Sr. Could be taught anything, any of the other ones that have cut? Ray Moore is going to be there talking about Jonadab, I think.
Yes.
His book is.
Yes.
So.
And Jonadab is probably the best father in the in scripture.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very it's a scripture passage that not many people are paying attention to, but he brings that out.
Mm.
So,
how about some of the breakout sessions that are going to be there then? Some of these folks may be in breakouts as well that we mentioned, but what's going on in that area?
Well, another breakout would be Todd Friel. Todd Friel will be there from Wretched Radio. You will have Mark Spence from Way of the Master, Ray Comfort's group.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have those breakouts. But then you'll also have breakouts that are specific to homeschool.
Mm-hmm.
We will have math, video text. Math will be there speaking. We'll also have language arts. BJU Press will be there. They will be talking about language arts. Esther Wilkinson. If you are interested in a specific way to teach, Classical Conversations will be there to speak about the classical education method. Sonia Schaefer will be there talking about Charlotte Mason.
Mm.
You just kind of go through the list. I think we have something like 17 sessions going on at one time. We really get heavy into the schedule.
Mm.
And there is everything from Todd Friel, Kid Ham speaking, Esther Wilkinson, who is going through the organization. You have Deb Bell, who is going through her planner. You have Rachel and Davis Carmen. You have Jeannie Fulbright talking about science. There is a lot of information that is going to be presented at Teach Them Diligently.
And what's Todd going to be talking about in his session? He does now Wretched TV, I think, is what he's doing. Now, I don't know if Wretched Radio is still going, but Wretched TV is out there.
Yeah.
So is he going to talk about how he produces that or what?
No, he has got a joy-filled home. I think it's a joy-filled marriage. He's got three or four sessions that he is using the line joy-filled. And he's talking about life in the home.
Okay, okay.
So.
Now, you have, I noticed on your website, you have one or two vendors that are going to be there as well. In fact, the exhibit hall is really the convention, right? I mean, a huge part of the convention is being able to speak to the vendors. So let's talk about a couple of them. You mentioned a couple a few moments ago, but Abeka and Alpha and Omega and Apology. There's just a number of them there. Highlight a few of them for us.
Well, Vision Forum will be there.
Mm-hmm.
J.M. Crimps will be there. J.M. Crimps also provides toys. He's one
for boys.
For boys.
Yeah.
That's one of our most popular vendors. Vision Forum is one of our most popular vendors because of their catalog. Bose by Lisa Luann will be there. That is one of our more popular vendors. But then you also have the curriculum publishers as well.
Mm-hmm.
BJU Press, YWAM Publishers will be there with their biographies of missionary leaders, and they will be there.
Let me say something about Crimps while you're thinking of a couple of these. Interesting. They set up like a little mini store, I think, there. And, you know, fathers are always looking for creative ways to spend time with their children. Sometimes, you know, they read a book on homeschooling. Okay, I need to spend more time with my children. And then they go, what are we going to do? You know, they're not quite sure. Well, Crimps has all sorts of resources, and not just them, but a lot of the other ones that you're mentioning. But specific things for boys, you know, like the dangerous book for boys, you know, you can buy that in their bookstore there. But they have models, and they have rockets, and, you know, just all sorts of cool father-son interaction toys or educational items. And so I thought that it was just the coolest thing, you know. I browsed through their area. So
the wood swords. My kids have gotten a lot of wood swords from J.M. Crimps.
Yeah.
Pop guns, chaps, leather chaps.
First aid kits.
The first aid kits. So you're going to need that. There's a lot of great stuff in there, and our kids actually enjoy going through that catalog and circling the things that that they want.
Now I see one here. It says Birth Boot Camp. What's going on over there? This is a first for the convention.
Well, that is, that's kind of another category of vendors in the exhibit hall.
Mm-hmm.
Is there's all of these things that just circle around life. You have, I think, the birth control movie, and there are vendors that are specific to adoption, which I don't think people talk about enough. I think that one of our speakers that is coming specifically to talk about adoption, I think she has 13, I think she is on various levels of fostering or she's adopted these children.
Mm, well, I'm good friends with Dan Kruver from Together for Adoption.
That's right.
Dan and I were just speaking at a fatherhood conference that was here in the area. And then Dan, I think, is leaving today. He was heading out to Summit 9, which is a huge adoption conference that's taking place in Nashville.
Yeah.
And so, and homeschoolers now, this is another element that the whole adoption movement is coming into homeschooling as well.
Absolutely. Mm. And then there's missions as well that is going to be represented in the vendor hall. Mm. And this is, again, all on top of Right Shop being there and mm-hmm. all of these other academic vendors.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be so much curriculum that is going to be represented in our vendor hall.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find it difficult to get through all of it. Mm-hmm. And you will have the representatives from those publishers that will be there. So you'll be able to actually go through, okay, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
And go through your different learning styles with them. And you will have an opportunity to get a lot of help just in the vendor hall. And one of the things that we added this year is 2 hours of specific vendor hall only time where we don't have any speaking sessions going on.
Mm.
That was probably the biggest complaint that we got last year was
right.
There's so many sessions, it's like drinking from a fire hose constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an opportunity to get into the vendor hall. Well, we basically stopped the fire hose for 2 hours on Friday and 2 hours on Saturday so that you will have an opportunity to get into the vendor hall and see these vendors.
Mm. Great idea, by the way, yeah, because there's always that conflict, you know, well, I want to hear this speaker, but I need to go to the vendor hall, so I
Absolutely.
Think that that's excellent. You and I were talking about here, you know, there's all sorts of new approaches and creative ideas for homeschooling. Now, for instance, you and I were talking before the program today about one of the vendors that has a homeschooling curriculum that is specifically designed for an iPad.
Yeah.
And so taking the new technologies and designing the curriculum around a new technology. Tell us just a little bit about that one.
Well, that is Due Learning.
Okay.
And it's DEW. And Due Learning has a curriculum that is specific to the iPad.
Mm.
And you can actually see a lot of the bigger publishers are making this move as well. I think BJU Press is just starting to put all their stuff on the iPad as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't be surprised at all if next year. Most of these publishers that are going to be in the vendor hall this year, they're going to have some level of a iPad-type curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
But Due Learning is there specifically to present their new curriculum. They're not even finished with it yet completely.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be launched in June, and they are there at our convention presenting what it's going to be. And I think they have a couple of the levels, maybe grades, you know, kindergarten grades 1 through 5,
mm-hmm.
and high school's coming out shortly thereafter.
There's also other places like places to go do a day trip.
Yeah.
For homeschooling, a field trip. Biltmore Estates is going to be there. I was just at the Biltmore a couple, maybe a month and a half ago or so. Just, you know, really cool.
Yeah.
Even better now that it's springtime and the gardens and everything that they have there. So you'll have those types of people will be able to get ideas about, hey, this is something we could do with our family.
Absolutely.
We could do a day trip to a place like this.
Absolutely. My family, we're actually members of Biltmore. And, yes, there will be a lot of vendors up there like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever do the horseback riding and the whole thing up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of our favorite places to go.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. It's a great, great day trip. And
I haven't done the Segway trip yet,
yeah.
But that is definitely
the Segway's hanging on.
Yeah.
You know, it never quite took off, but in certain places you can still find it going on. So, interesting. Well, you know, I've been guiding us through some of the things that are taking place far too much for us to be able to you know, get through all the material here on a broadcast like this. But let me just leave it for you for the last couple of minutes. Is there anything that I left out or something that we should be mentioning? Let me start this way just to give people the website again. I'll give it here in just a moment. But teachthemdiligently.net. That's all the information you need to find out everything that we've been talking about. And the you can still register at the door. I'll tell you more about that in just a moment. But let me give the last word here to David.
Well, there's so much to do when you go. It's going to be 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's $60 at the door to register. That's a family registration that includes the entire conference. That's 2.5 days. So if you miss Thursday, you can still come in on Friday. You get basically 12 hours of speaking sessions, plus you get into the vendor hall for that price. And then, you know, again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 2.5 days.
Mm-hmm.
You can Google Teach Them Diligently, or you can actually call our office. It's 864-235-4444, and we can answer any kind of questions for you that you may have. There's a wealth of information online. We do also have two other locations. It's Nashville, Tennessee, and in Omaha, Nebraska. And Nashville, Tennessee, we're actually going to be a seller of curriculum. We spent a lot of time talking about discipleship at Teach Them Diligently. We felt like then the very next step beyond that would be offering curriculum that you could use for discipleship of your kids. So we're going to be reselling curriculum. So a lot of the things that you would find at Teach Them Diligently Explode the Code or Worldly Wise, some of the curriculum, Bible curriculum, you'll be able to get through an actual store that will be making its first appearance in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm.
So we'll have low prices. The attraction there is low prices.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, David, you and your wife have done an excellent job. I mean, you really pulled together a quality event. It's very affordable. You guys open it up to the whole family like that, and I just think you should be commended for an excellent job, well done. And I pray that it really has that type of impact that I know you've been praying about and rejoiced about in the beginning of the broadcast, that it has that type of a deep, spiritual, Bible-based, Christ-centered impact in the life of the folks that are connected with it. And I just think it's wonderful.
Well, thank you, and keep praying for us.
Okay, and we're hoping to be over there at the convention, we being the folks here from the Knowing the Truth radio broadcast. So if you see us over there, come on by and say hello. You know, certainly love to meet you and let us know if you're listening to the broadcast and how you whether or not you're enjoying the broadcast or not. You can tell me. I can take it. So you can go ahead and do that when we're over there at the convention as well. Again, it's coming up this Thursday. That's May 2nd to May 4th. It'll end on Saturday. They'll be there most of the day on Saturday. You can find out all the times, the locations, how you can get there and participate in this event. The very best way for you to do that is go out to their website. Their website is www.teachthemdiligently. That's all one word, teachthemdiligently.net. And when you're out there, they've got a really good website built. It's very easy to navigate. And they specifically have the events. There's three events, as we were talking about, in three different locations of the country. But you can actually click on just the Spartanburg event in order to get just the details associated with that event under one heading. So I'm on that page right now. You can see the About section to find out about David and his wife and how they got involved in this. I mentioned that he is the president of Tent Makers International, I think it's referred to. Worldwide?
Worldwide Tent Makers.
Worldwide Tent Makers. And so we didn't get a chance to talk about that, but you can read about that out on his website. You can read his blog. There's a blog out there. All of the speakers are listed with a little bit of a bio about the speaker and what they'll be talking about at the event. The events and the information associated with the event is there. There's also a men's breakfast that is taking place. There's all the vendors are listed. So you say, well, maybe I'm interested in going, but I'm not quite sure, you know, who's going to be there. Well, what I would recommend that you do is you go there, you look at the vendors that are there, and then you build for yourself a map, you know, say, hey, I need to get over here and talk to Apologia. I need to find out more about BJU Press. I need to find out more about this ministry or that ministry. Make yourself a little roadmap here so that when you go there, you make sure you hit the key items. And I think what you'll find is while you're doing that, you're then going to find out a lot more information along the way, people that you didn't even know about, and be able to stop at their booth and find out more about them as well. A lot of different speakers will be there. Ken Ham starting it off. You can't go wrong there, let me tell you that. And so it's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful convention. Don't miss out on this. It's right here in our area, just right there in Spartanburg. And so you can go over there, Spartanburg Expo Center. Again, teachthemdiligently.net. Tomorrow on the broadcast, I'll be joined by Jamie Dean. She'll be bringing us up to speed on that homeschooling couple from Germany. Remember this, though. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship, located on Highway 25 in Traveler's Rest. For more information about the church and radio ministry, visit us on the web at knowingthetruth.org.
The opinions expressed on today's program are those of the announcers, their guests, and callers, and do not necessarily represent those of the staff and management of His Radio Network, the Radio Training Network, or Clear Channel Communications.
Life and Liberty Radio, Christian Talk 660. WLFJ Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson on AM 660 and also on FM 92.9.